Welcome to Westside Grounds in Chicago, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Hahn. Batting second. The center fielder, Fielder Jones. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank Isbell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, George Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Roy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jiggs Donahue. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Patsy Doherty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Solly Hoffman. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Sheckard. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Schulte. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Chance. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harry Steinfeld. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Tinker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Evers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Kling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Reulbach. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ed Reulbach. And now, play ball. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Reulbach fields it and throws to first for the out. Hahn moves to second. One out. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schulte. Isbell reaches second base with a double. Hahn scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reulbach fields it and has Isbell trapped. There's the throw to Steinfeld, who throws to Tinker, who tags Isbell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheckard. Roy reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue takes first base on ball four. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard bunts towards first. Donahue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheckard for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is hit by the pitch. Hoffman moves to third. Schulte moves to second. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis throws to second for one, and Isbell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hoffman scores. Schulte scores. Steinfeld moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker bunts towards the mound. Walsh fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Walsh. Steinfeld scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a pop-up towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling takes first base on ball 4. Ed Reulbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reulbach bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Kling moves to second. Two outs. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hoffman out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Isbell hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. George Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Isbell scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Roy strikes out. One out. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Donahue is hit by the pitch. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0-for-1 in the game. Doherty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's White Sox, 3, Cubs, 3. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheckard strikes out. One out. Frank Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Schult moves to second. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. Two outs. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walsh takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hahn moves to second. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Isbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman. Isbell reaches second base with a double. Hahn scores. Jones moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. George Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheckard. Davis reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Isbell scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Roy takes first base on ball 4. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Donahue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheckard. Donahue reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Roy moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0 for 2 in the game. Doherty hits a fly ball, the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Roy. Tinker moves to second. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kling strikes out. One out. Orville Overall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Orville Overall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overall strikes out. Two outs. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. There's a wild pitch. Tinker scores. Evers moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheckard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Cubs 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Walsh strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chance hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Chance reaches second base with a double. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Steinfeld hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Cubs 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. One out. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Isbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schultz. Isbell reaches second base with a double. George Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Isbell moves to third. Two outs. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Roy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Isbell scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. There's a wild pitch. Roy moves to second. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orville Overall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overall is 0 for 1 in the game. Overall takes first base on ball 4. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman takes first base on ball four. Overall moves to second. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy juggles the ball. That's an error on Roy. Overall moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Overall scores. Hoffman scores. Sheckard moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-6, White Sox. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Cubs 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0 for 3 in the game. Doherty hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Evers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Walsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Steinfeld hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Doherty. Steinfeld reaches second base with a double. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tinker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Donahue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Cubs 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Steinfeld settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 4 for 4 in the game, with four doubles. He's got two RBIs. Isbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Orville Overall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Overall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hoffman strikes out. two outs. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell misplays the ball. That's an error on Isbell. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Sheckard trying to get to second. Donahue throws to second, with Davis covering, who tags Sheckard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Cubs 6. The White Sox will come to bat. George Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Sheckard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roy bunts towards third. Steinfeld fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roy moves to second. Two outs. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0 for 4 in the game. Doherty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Chance hits a fly ball into right field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 4 in the game. Tinker takes first base on ball 4. Pat Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from West Side Grounds in Chicago.